chapter 25 and verse 14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou in to the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strewed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and I gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto them that hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray. Father, we bow before you this morning. And God, we just want to thank you for giving us another day to be able to meet as your church and to open your word and to worship you. And God, I pray you'd bless the reading and the preaching of your word today. And God, help each and every one of us to examine our hearts and our lives and see the areas of our life where you have gifted us, Lord, with talents and with opportunities. And God, help us to make the most of those gifts. Help us not to be like this one unprofitable servant that did little with what you had given him. And God, I pray that you'd just use today as a day where people would start to begin to be busy about your business and your work and doing all that they can for your honor and glory. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at this text today, we're reminded, or at least I am, as we see these 3 different individuals that God had blessed or their masters had blessed with some talents and some things to do, it reminds me today that we only have 1 life to live. We're not going to get another opportunity at this thing. I read the other day, and I told y'all in one of our services, it said, this is the oldest you've ever been, and you'll never be this young ever again, right? And so we got 1 life to live, and we've got to make it count, and we've got to use it for our life to the fullest for the honor and glory of God. And today's message in our text is about the talents and the gifts that God has given you, and how we ought to make the most of them. How we have to make the most out of what God has blessed you and given you in this life. So let's just get into the text today and see what God's Word said. First off, it says in verse 14, it said, For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. The first thing that I see in those few verses that we read is that God is the giver of talents. It said that the master called his own servants to him and he gave of his own goods. You see, every gift that we have today, every skill or talent that you have, I want you to know it came from God. God is the one who, the Bible says, formed us in our mother's womb, and he made you to look like you look. You know, it's an amazing thing. I don't understand all there is to know about it, but here we are. We've got all these folks in here today, and everybody's different in here. All kind of different color hair. Some people have no hair, amen, and bald, and we've got different color eyes and different heights and all these things, and God made us like that. But he also gave us all of our skills and talents. And when I think about all the things that God blessed us with, he's blessed some. I think about our mental abilities. He's made some people geniuses. You know, I don't know if any of them are here today, but he's made people geniuses where they can figure things out. And I think about all those people that all those inventions that have been made and how they figured those things out. It just amazes me. I think about the medical field and the technology that we have and how people have figured those things out down through the years. And God blessed them with that. They wasn't just born that way. God made them that way. You know, I think about people that can, have you ever seen these people that can work with numbers? I remember some movie I seen one time, they dropped a box full of matches. This guy had, some kind of deal where he could count things real fast and was good with numbers. And they dropped that box of matches, and he said, like, there's 296 matches on the ground right there, you know. And the guy said, well, how many matches are in that box? And they said, well, there's 300 matches in the box. He said, well, you were close. And the person said, there's 4 matches still left in this box. You know, they didn't fall out. And God made people like that. You know, I see these kids playing with these Rubik's Cubes. You ever seen one of them? I've never been able to figure out the Rubik's Cube, but there's some people that can do it backwards and can do it in a minute or two and all that stuff. God made them with that ability. You know, I think about physical abilities. There are some people that have been blessed with athleticism that we all don't have. They can run faster than other people. They can jump higher. And God made them that way. I think about musicians and people that can do, you know, unbelievable things with music. I seen a thing on the TV the other day. This guy was blind. This kid's been born blind. He was born blind. And he can play the piano and play this music better than, I mean, anybody could ever imagine. And what they did when he was a kid was he's blind, but they put this study on him where whenever he would hear sounds, what it was doing to his brain and different things. And so that just amazes me, but God made him that way. And he just plays things by hearing. His music teacher, that's been his music teacher since he was a little kid, they said, can he play anything that he hears just one time and play it? And she said, yeah, he can. And they said, that's insane. She said, it is insane. You know, it is insane that he can do something like that. But, it's just amazing. And then I think about, you know, we have emotional gifts. You say, what is an emotional gift? I think some people are tougher than others. Would anybody agree with that? Amen. There's some people that are just tough and can deal with things. And there are some that can't deal with things as well. There are some people that are more needy than others. Have you ever met anybody who's needy? And there's some who aren't. And they've just got those emotional gifts that God gave them. There's spiritual gifts. The Bible talks about the gift of faith. We all have some faith, but some people have the gift of faith. I believe they can believe God for great things, and he accomplishes them. There are some that can comfort other people and have the gift to encourage and to comfort people. Preaching is a gift. I know y'all are wondering when I'm going to get it, but maybe one day somebody will give it to me. And there's people that got the gift to witness to people. And, I mean, they can share the gospel. And I think even some people have a gift to pray and to be a prayer warrior. And so all those gifts, now listen to me, God gives us all those gifts. These are things that He has created us with. And I would ask you today to be thinking in your mind and examining your life and say, what has God gifted me with? What are some of my strengths? What are some things that I can do? Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't talk about our weaknesses. Okay? I do think that some of us have not been blessed in some ways, right? I can't sing, amen? I don't sing specials, not going to try to get good at it. I'm not good at it, and so I'm just not good, all right? And there ain't nothing wrong with that, but I would ask you, what are you good at? You say, well, I can't think of but one thing. Well, we got somebody in our story that didn't have but one thing. And we're going to look at that. But whatever it is, whatever you've been blessed with, you need to think about it. Now, here's the other thing I observe in this few little verses we read. God doesn't distribute talent out evenly. He gave one guy five and one guy two and one guy one. I hate to be the one to break this to you today, but we were not created equal, okay? we're not all as smart as one another are. We all can't do the physical abilities. Some of us don't have the spiritual gifts that others have. God bless them. But, you know, you say, well, I don't know about that. Well, let me just say this. You think about Billy Graham. Would you say that Billy Graham was blessed with some gifts that everybody don't have? I think I'd say he did. I think if we look in the Bible, I'd say the Apostle Paul was blessed with some gifts that everybody else just didn't have. I think when you look at Peter's life, you'd say he's got some things that others just didn't have. And I'm okay today saying Billy Graham had some gifts that I don't have. He had them. And so we've been blessed. He gives these things out differently. And we're not all equal. We are not all the same. We all aren't as gifted as one another are. And then he gave them the gifts, and it said in verse 15, and straightway he took his journey. Here's what God has done. He created you, he made you, he gifted you, and he's left you to it. Go get after it. Go get it done. Go live your life. Go use your gifts and talents for the honor and glory of God. And he said, hey, go. But they're mine. Remember, they're mine. Remember, they're my gifts. They're my talents that I've given you. Now go on and go live your life, and there's going to come a time when God's going to come back and he's going to stand before you and he's going to say, what did you do with all the talents and gifts that I have given you? What did you do with all the opportunities and all the chances and all the benefits that I've given you? What did you do with those things? I want you to know there is no day that will not be brought into account. There's no moment. There's no throwaway time. There's no throwaway days. There's no throwaway lives. God wants to know what you did with it. Because he's the giver and taker of life. He's the one who gave you all your gifts and those things. And he wants to know. Well, now let's look at what happened. We've got really two men who did something good with it. And we've got one who didn't do much with it. And we'll see what the Bible says about that. First off, let's look at those that will be rewarded. The one with the five, he went and traded. And now when you say a talent in this text, it's talking about a really kind of like a, it's not currency. It's more like a metal that could be weighed, like silver or copper or gold, something like that. So that's what he's saying. This is a talent that weighs, you know, this is a five. This is two. This is one. That's what he's talking about in our passage. And he took that talent. He took what he had been blessed with, and he went and traded and doubled it and had five more. The guy with two went and did the same, and he got two more. And when the master comes back to see what they had done, he says in verse 21, the Lord said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Here's a few lessons that we can learn from those that were rewarded. Number one is that we need to be very diligent in honing the skills and talents and gifts that we have. We need to make the most of them. One thing I can say about me in my life is ever since I was young is that I've been very conscious of the fact that I've only got one life to live. I mean, I understand I don't want to waste time, and I don't even really like doing a whole lot of things that I don't even consider valuable or worth my time because I know that I've only got one life to live. And we need to be very diligent about sharpening our axe, so to speak. I think it was Abraham Lincoln, it may have been someone else, but someone said, they gave me a certain amount of time to go split so much wood. He said, I'd spend the majority of my time sharpening my axe so that when it was time to split the wood, I'd be able to do it in a proficient way. And we need to spend time sharpening our axe. We need to spend time getting better at what we do. I want to be better. I want to be a better preacher 10 years from now than what I am today. Some of you might disagree, but I kind of think I'm better than I was 10 years ago. When I think about coming in here at 22 years old and preaching sermons then and where we are now, I would hope that we've come a little ways. I mean, I've preached 3,000 sermons. I hope that we've gotten better over time, but we got to be wanting to improve. And with that, you know, let me tell you what we do. I listen to sermons. I read books. I try to study. I try to get advice from others that have done it for longer than I have. I want to get better at what I do. And whatever you're doing, you've got to be diligent about getting better at that as well. There is a such thing, I believe, as use it or lose it. I think if you don't use it, I think if you don't practice, I think if you don't get better, if you're not trying to invest in your gifts and talents that God has given you, then you will not get any better. And in fact, you will get worse. You'll get worse at the gifts that God's given you. And so we've got to be very diligent about it. You know, and I would say, too, it's about little things, man. It's about little things. What did he say here? He said, you've been faithful of a few things. And so I'll make you ruler over many things. It's about small things. It's about doing small things over and over again and about doing them well and about doing them consistently and about embracing those things that'll get us to where we want to be. There was a old black preacher. They were ordaining another preacher and they were doing the questioning. And this young preacher, this old black preacher asked him, he said, if you had two sermons and one where you knew was really, really good and one wasn't too good and you're going to go preach at a really big church and you're going to go preach at a little church, he said, would you save the great sermon for the big church or would you use it on the little church? And the preacher said, I think I would save it for the big church. And he said, you won't ever preach at no big churches. And the idea is that we've got to do our best with little things before God will let us do anything with any big things. I remember I had a guy one time call me up and he had been to a revival or something. And listen, you know, you got to forgive me for maybe the way I am sometimes. But this guy had been to a revival and he was on a spiritual high. And he called me and told me that, man, God was going to, he was going to preach and he was going to do all these things and he wanted to share it with the church. You know, all what God was going to do through him. And I told him, I said, well, here's what I'd like to see you do. Why don't you just come to church faithfully for 6 months and read your Bible and pray, and then I'll let you preach, man. I'll give you the whole night and you can preach. And he didn't show up that Sunday. He didn't show up that Sunday. Now, if I'd have gave him the stage, he might have showed up. But because I didn't, by the way, has never preached a sermon. Has never done any of that. Because it ain't about big things. It ain't about getting up here and preaching. It ain't about the stage. It's about the fact that you read your Bible and you pray and you're being consistent and you're being faithful. And if you do those things, guess what God will do? He'll give you some opportunities. But we've got to be faithful in little things. Big things happen when we do little things over and over again consistently in our life. Let me tell you what, you come to church today, great, that's good. That's where you ought to be. But if you're going to see your life change and your life be different, you've got to come Sunday in and Sunday out. This is something that God changes and does in you over a lifetime. It's not something that He does in a moment's notice. And so we got to be ambitious and diligent about honing our skills. And here is the reward that we'll get. Number one, we get a praise from the master. He said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know what I want God to say to me one day? Because we're all going to stand before Him. I'd like Him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many. Man, to hear God say, you did a good job. You did a good job. We get a praise from the master. We also get, you know, I'll tell you this, if you start honing your skills and you start trying to work on your gifts that God's given you and you're faithful and diligent over little things, you know what God's going to do? He's going to give you more to do. He said, I'll make you ruler over many. And that means things in this life too. Hey, you just keep showing up and do little things. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get to do more things. And that's just the way it works. I've heard this saying before, maybe you have too, if you want to get something done, give it to somebody who's already doing something, right? I've tried to give things to do to people that wasn't doing nothing before, and then I found out, wait, they wasn't doing nothing for a reason, because they didn't want to do it. And I think you found out that, man, the better job you do and the busier you are and all that, the busier you can get, because somebody will say, hey, let them do it. Hey, why don't you do this and help us with this and all those different things? And so one of the blessings is more to do. It's more to do. And I personally, when we're talking about the things of God, I like having more to do. I want to do more. I want to reach more. I want to preach more. I want to teach God's word more. I want to do more, as much as I can. But you know why? Because I got one life to live. I got one life to live. And one day it'll be over. One day I won't be able to do that anymore. One day that day's coming. And so I want to be able to do all that I can do. And then also a reward we get is the joy and contentment. He said, enter into the joy of thy Lord. Man, we get to enter into the joy and the contentment knowing that we're doing and maximizing all that God has given us. He's given us a gift and we're trying to be the best we can at it. He's given us a job to do, and we're trying to do the best that we can at it. And we get the contentment and the joy from doing the best we can. I want you to know that when I die, I want to finish. I want to finish on empty with no regrets. I want to say I did all that I could do. I did what God called me to do. I want to be like the Apostle Paul who said, I have run my race. I've finished my course. And I want to finish my course that God's given for me to do. You know, I heard an interesting what if the other day, hypothetical, said this. They said, what if I'll ask this to you today. What if in 2 years you die? Perfect health. Okay. You don't get sick or anything, but the clock just runs out. 2 years. So let's just start a clock today. Boom. You got 2 years from today. And in 2 years, the clock will run out and you'll just go into eternity. And that's what it'll be. What's undone that you want to have done? What in your life have you not finished or accomplished or started that you would like to? And it's something to think about. Is there something you would like to say to somebody? Is there somebody you'd like to witness to? Is there somebody you'd like to forgive? Is there something you'd like to get right? Is there somewhere you'd like to go or something you'd like to do? We better get busy doing the things that God's called us to do because we only have one life to live. Now, there's another guy, and he made some mistakes. Look with me in verse 24. It said that he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee were a hard man, and reaping where thou hast not strown, and gathering where thou hast not strewed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth, and lo, there thou hast that is thine. Here's the mistakes of this guy with one talent. Number one is he thought that the master was a hard man. I think most people make that mistake today. They view God as a hard man. They view God as an old man in a cloud with a lightning bolt ready to zap us, right? And if God was an old man sitting up in a cloud with a lightning bolt looking to strike us down, none of us would have made it here today because he'd have done struck us all down a long time ago. And we think God is unreasonable, and we think that he is unjust, and he is harsh, and he's not fair. That's a mistake to be made. You know, another thing that I think that this man made a mistake was, is he said, well, I've only got one talent. It's not that big a deal. It can't be that great. And so he went and hid it. Don't make the mistake today because you're not Thomas Edison. Or don't make the mistake today because you're not Beethoven, that God can't take your gifts and use them in a great way. Don't say, well, I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not Billy Graham. Hey, if everybody that ain't Billy Graham just sat down and said, oh, well, then we'd all sit down. Amen? There wasn't but one of him. And there's not but one of you. Let me tell you something about I got on Billy Graham that he didn't have. I don't think Billy Graham met any of y'all. And I'm here today to minister to y'all. He ain't here. Right? And so don't minimize the fact that you say, well, I've only got this one gift. I'm only good at this one thing. Thank God you're good at something that God's blessed you with, and you need to maximize that gift. It also says that he feared. You know what I think a lot of people fear? They fear that no one will care. No one will listen. No one will like it. Right? And I used to be like that, you know, in a lot of ways, and can still be that way. You know, you got to preach a message. You get up here and say, oh, no one wants to hear this. No one wants to hear me. They've heard me many times, and this isn't going to do any good, and all that stuff. We can't let that fear of what other people think stop us from doing what God would have us to do. We've got to get up and use the gifts that God has given us for His honor and glory to maximize those things that He can do the most with it. And man, the master came to him and said, he said, you could have just took my one talent and you could have gave it to the money changers and got a little interest on it. And at least I could have got some interest back from what I've given you. But you buried it and you hid it in the earth and I get nothing from it. Don't take your gifts and hide them under the earth and think that you're going to give those back to God doing nothing with them and God's going to be excited about it. Because what we know is that He surely is not going to be. Here's what happened to this man. Instead of being praised by Jesus and saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant, he called him three things. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd hate to stand before Jesus Christ one day and he says this, you're wicked, you're lazy, and you're unprofitable to me. Boy, what a great self-esteem boost, amen? You're wicked, you're lazy, and you're unprofitable because you took your little gift I gave you and you hid it in the earth and you didn't use it for my honor and glory. Notice the guy who had five and then it was ten, and the guy who had two and then it was four, he didn't say, wow, you got ten. That's better than four. He told them both, man, great job. Great job. You took five and made it ten. You took two and made it four. Great job. I think if this guy would have took one and made it two, he'd have said, great job. Way to go. Well done, my good and faithful servant. But he called him wicked and lazy and unprofitable. And then he did this. He said, give me that one talent, and I'm going to give that to the guy that's got 10. If you don't use what God's given you, he'll take it from you. And he's going to give it to, again, somebody that's already doing something. That's what he's going to do. He's going to take what you're not doing and what you could have done, and he's going to take it and he's going to give it to somebody else. I think about, man, when we read all these stories in the Bible, you know, Noah built the ark. You know, if he wouldn't have built the ark, you know what would have happened? Somebody tell me. Somebody else would have. Somebody else would have. Moses went and got Israel and took them out of Egypt. You know what would have happened if he wouldn't have went? Somebody else would have went. And so you can take your one gift, say, I ain't going to do nothing with it. Well, God said, take it from him and give it to somebody else that will do it. And I would hate to have what I could have done for God taken from me and given to someone else who have less. He was put out of the work. You know, today you might could be in the work and be doing something for the glory of God. And if you don't do it, I just want to tell you, God will take it from you and he'll give it to somebody else. And so here is our message for today. You've been gifted with talents. You've been given skills. You've been given opportunities. Take those, whatever they are, maximize them, hone them, invest in them, get them better every day for the honor and glory of God. And what he'll do is little as much when God is in it, little as much in the hands of God, he'll take it and he'll make it great. And in his eyes, it'll be great. But the warning today is if you got gifts and talents that you refuse to use for the glory of God, he'll take them from you, he'll give them to somebody else, and he'll put you out of the work. He won't even let you have a part anymore. And so what's God giving you, and what are you doing with it? That's the question that we have today. Why don't you stand with us today as we have a time of invitation?